You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of new and exciting, though, we've got Fairy. We've got two members of Fairy in the studio to chat about their new album, It Lives, and the very cool gig they're playing this week. This is their track, International Waters. Is Fairy. International Waters is the name of that track. It's from the brand new album It Lives, and we've got two members of Fairy in the studio. Alex and Harry are here. Kia ora both. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. It's nice to have you in here. We were just chatting off air about who does what in the band, because you're a little bit of a hybrid supergroup. You've all got various other projects. Do you want to run us through it? Who is Fairy, and what have you kind of like variously been up to before you came together as a crew? Who wants to take the reins on that one?
Well, Alex plays keys, I play bass, and Mary plays tambourine, and Bianca plays live drums.
Nice.
But there's a drum machine on the recording.
Excellent.
And we all sing.
I like that. I like a band where everybody's got a mic.
Yeah.
It feels good. And you've all played in various other projects as well. What are some of the other bands that you've all kind of come from?
Well, me and Bianca play in Woody Donna. Well, that's Bianca's band. Mary hasn't really done much other music stuff, and
I haven't really done any. I did one thing before, but it was just one gig, and so this is kind of the first band I've done.
Yeah, nice. Oh, that's pretty special then. It feels like a band that's got, you know, deep-seated roots and sounds, though, because we were just chatting off air. You don't sound like anything else that's coming out at the moment. I've really enjoyed this record. It's got such a unique flavour to it, and a kind of, like, irreverent silliness, which I really enjoy, which also doesn't detract from them being really great songs as well. What's the, I guess, the writing process for a Fairy song look like? Because they feel so tight and fun. How does it come out?
Well, we sort of just bring, one of us brings a song into the studio or my garage.
Nice.
And then just slowly just pick away at it and put it together, and write lyrics and stuff together.
Yeah, it mostly starts with, like, or at least for me, like, I'll think of an idea, like just like a word or a phrase or something, mm-hmm. and then sort of build the song around that, and then just come up with a keyboard riff, and then take it to Harry and then put it together.
Nice. like a jigsaw puzzle kind of. Yeah. Just bit by bit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's got a really beautiful album cover as well. Bit of paper mache, a dragon, I think. What would we say the cover is?
Anglerfish.
An anglerfish.
Was what I was going for, yeah. Oh. It's actually got a light on the...
Now that you've said that, it is very obviously an anglerfish. Yeah. Who was making the paper mache? Was that you?
Yeah. I made it for we had an under the sea themed prom, like party.
Oh, fun.
And so... I wanted it to be a bit weird, though, so have this scary anglerfish sitting in the corner. But now it's doubled as the album cover, so it's quite good.
Beautiful. Nothing's ever wasted.
Yeah, exactly.
The idea of the way you write kind of being based around phrases or thoughts and stuff I find really interesting. International Waters, is that how that song came about, or what was the kind of concept behind that one?
That one was kind of it started off about, like, supposed to be about like spies, and I was reading about like international zones, and then I took it to Harry and we started writing it, and then we finished it and we were like, oh, it's just about pirates now. And the first half of it's kind of about spies, and then it just trails off in the second half. It's
becomes
just
a song pirate about pirates. Song. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't really go wrong with a pirate song, to be honest. Spies and pirates. It's everybody's childhood fantasy of what you expect you're going to do as an adult.
Exactly.
It sounds like you guys have a lot of fun when you're writing and also in the recording process. What was the process for actually making this album?
We kind of just record everything straight away, and then usually it ended up being all good, but sometimes we'd like have screwed up the recording process and have to come back and do it again. But like vocals last and just sort of put everything else down.
Yeah.
And like the drum machine's pretty rubbish, and you kind of have to quantize it afterwards because the tempo slowly shifts, which is quite frustrating. Unlike a drum machine should. But
I quite like that, giving yourself complicated parameters to work around. Yeah.
Well, it's got great sounds and work with the technology, and then you have to fight against it, which is quite...
And the buttons don't work that well on it, so you got to kind of... I think it's been breaking more and more over like the last couple like projects.
Nice. I like that it's sort of fresh. You just kind of record and then you fiddle around later, but you just kind of get it out there. I think that serves it really well as a record, and it maybe that's partly what sort of leans into these songs feeling very like crystalline, and like the idea is just there and it's been sort of not overworked. Works really well. What's it like for folks who haven't been to a fairy gig before? What can they expect from the vibe on stage?
Just carnage. I don't know. Like, we like to have a lot of fun. I feel like that, for me at least, is kind of the most important part.
Yeah.
Because I do play a lot of serious music otherwise. And so this is kind of, for me, just like an outlet to have heaps of fun and just go real hard. But what do you reckon?
Yeah, it's maybe a bit more like rocky live.
Cool.
Because with live drums and...
Yeah, definitely.
You can get it closer to perfect on the recordings, but like I like it's a lot looser live,
but in a good way.
I saw some videos on Instagram, I think it was from Cooper Duper. Were you guys playing on that? And it looked really fun, and I also then heard from friends who'd been that your set had been a real highlight for them.
Awesome. Oh, nice.
So people better get along. You are playing tomorrow night, Thursday night, which is fake Friday this week, so no excuses not to go. With Witty Donna and with Elliot Dawson as well. This is a pretty special opportunity to see three excellent Pōneke based bands in action, so do not miss out on this. Under the Radar is the place to go for tickets, I believe. And your EP is up on Bandcamp and all the streaming services as well. What's the Bandcamp URL? I can get it up. Fairy for you, number four, letter U, .bandcamp.com. Before we go, we were chatting about this off air, but is there any consensus on what Fairy stands for? Because it's F.A.I. Any sort of firm idea of what the letters might be?
The F stands for something, and then the rest of it doesn't. It's just the F, and it stands for fairy.
Nice. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today. It's been a real pleasure. I highly recommend people head along to the show tomorrow. We're going to listen to the title track from the album. This is It Lives. You're on BFM. I've got it in a shed. I thought that it was dead. I'm gonna keep it short. It comes around and it breaks the town up.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.